Hi, and welcome to The Expansive, where we explore the frontiers of personal growth, business innovation, and technology. We believe that growth and progress comes from expanding our minds, exploring new possibilities, and embracing change. My name is Sean Lewitz, and you're about to listen to an expansive moment from November of 2022. Our aim with the Expansive Moment episodes is to give you a quick power-up in 15 minutes or less. And while we know too well that energy flows where attention goes, this week is all about focus. Over to John Sonne and Eric Kruger.
But having done that and then attaching certain things to me and looking at it, I don't know, man. There's something that...
Well, you're imprinting into your subconscious and your psyche. Look, the one suggestion I have, and I get this from Dr. Joe, is like, you should wake up and go straight into meditation because your melatonin levels are very, very high. And what happens is you don't want to actually access alpha and beta. You want to stay half asleep, half awake, so you can tap into that theta brainwave as quickly as possible so that you can start creating at that level. So if you are writing before, try writing after, because actually you don't want to engage the conscious mind, because that conscious mind is... You are somebody somewhere in some time with filters, stories, distortions, and generalizations happening with your personality. And you almost want to not have those when you're going into a meditation. You want to recreate from nobody, nowhere, no time. And so that's a different process. So I try, in fact, when I'm at these retreats, when we start doing those 4 o'clock in the morning meditations, I wear sunglasses from my hotel room to the hall, because I just don't want any light coming into my eyes. I want to stay as sleepy as possible so that I can tap into that sort of half awake, half state. So even now, this morning, I woke up at like 3:35. I don't know why, but I woke up, I went straight into meditation. It was just like a natural move. I just didn't even think about things, just get up, meditate, you know? So that's maybe a suggestion. But let's talk about focus, because I think everything you've explained is fantastic. And it's really about focusing us on the right things. And I've recently started working with an NLP coach, and she is superb. And I'm treating my business manager, Anita, and I to 6 weeks of one-on-two 90-minute sessions. And I've just learned so much just from the first 90-minute session. And what she was explaining to us is we are given 11 million bits of information every second. And our subconscious mind is processing this, the supercomputer that's sitting inside our heads is processing 11 million bits coming at us. But our conscious mind can only process between 80 and 150 bits a second. That's not even a percentage. That's like a 0.00000%. And so our very minute focus on this massive world of reality that's around us is governed by our sort of attitudes, our beliefs, our experiences, our memories, our trauma. And what we do when we get given these 80 to 150 bits is we delete, distort, or generalize it. So we delete the things that we don't want to, doesn't agree with us. We distort the things that so that it fits in with our understanding. And then we generalize certain things. So in other words, all Russian people are like this. That's not true. Nobody, no one set of people are the same. And also we distort it. Like I remember when I was married, I went for marriage counseling and the lady asked me, my ex-wife said something, and she said, okay, well, John, repeat what Jamie just said. And I said, well, this is what she said. And the coach said, no, that's not what she said. I was like, no, that's what she said. She's like, no, she said this. And she said, Jamie, please repeat yourself. And she repeated herself. And just from one sentence, from 2 meters away, listening to it right there, I distorted it without even realizing I was distorting it. And so we realize that not priming yourself in the morning, not putting yourself into that state to be able to focus on the right 150 bits. And in fact, if you're in an alpha brainwave, maybe you can even stretch that to 180 bits, because now you have a broad perspective and taking on more data points, giving you a much richer experience, much more relaxed experience of reality. Mm. And so really it comes down to this priming process. And just like Rich Roll was saying, is when you're able to have goals and be loosely attached to them, it's based on your filtering system. And if you've got the wrong filtering system or a panicking, anxious, frustrated filtering system, you're missing all the amazing things that are happening out there because you're looking for grief, for sorrow, for frustration, and for all sorts of other sort of emotions.
Mm. Sure. I've heard that stat somewhere before. I can't remember where, but I think what it was tied to was the idea that because we live in such a complex world, what we actually need in order to thrive in a complex world is simple rules. Because then you take all of this, like this ton of data, this all these bits coming at you, and you condense them into very easy to follow rules that help you live and govern your life in a certain way. So I'm reading lots of like of these daily reflection style books at the moment in anticipation of my book and like just getting some inspiration of how it's done, you know. So I'm reading this one from Robert Greene, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. Wow. Brilliant. I listened to a couple of interviews with him. Jeez, he's next level. I mean, he had a stroke, right? I mean, he nearly died.
Dude. I mean,
he's unreal.
The guy is prolific. And
he's prolific.
His books are all these tomes, right? Like, yeah. I mean, but anyway, so he compiled on the recommendation of Ryan Holiday, because he's his mentor. He compiled the Daily Laws, which is, accumulation of like all of the different chapters or lessons from his books. And the one that I read this morning was actually just about the fact that we need to resist simple explanations. So like where it ends is it says, it would be of infinite benefit for us to allow more nuances and ambiguity into our judgment of people and events. And where I tie this into what you just said is that when you are actually, like just from a communications point of view and from understanding what people are doing point of view, the temptation is going to be to focus on those 80 bits of information that you receive.
Yeah.
You want to simplify it to understand it.
Yes.
But actually what you need to understand is that there's a lot more at play. There's ambiguity, there's nuance.
Yes, yes.
So I actually love it. There's a perfect tie into what I read this morning.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, and I think that like people don't even realize they're doing that. And then they fight for those belief systems and they want to prove you wrong. And I'm often telling people, it's like, I don't want to prove you wrong. Like, you think what you're thinking. Leave me alone. I'm going to think what I'm thinking. You think what you're thinking and carry on because it's your truth. I don't need to convince you. And so people online and around the world that have to get the other person to be wrong. And why? I mean, we even have a friend online that's also a speaker, and he's always debating with everybody. He's always having to prove everybody wrong. And I'm like, but what are you wasting so much energy for? Who cares? Like, why do you have to be the smartest person in the room? Like, what is wrong with you that you have to keep proving yourself? Do what you need to do. Leave everybody else to do what they need to do. And the people that are inspired by you will come to you. You don't have to always be fighting. And so it's just a ridiculous notion when you don't understand this filtering system, because the truth is everybody's truth is their truth. And that's it's a great thing and a sad thing, because some people have got horrible truths and they just think that is the truth, but it really isn't. Mm. But you wanted to...
No, I just wanted to say that I think what we keep running up against is that we have limited bandwidth as human beings. And in the times that we find ourselves in, what is unlimited is the amount of distraction in front of us and the amount of information in front of us.
Jesus, yeah.
And the amount of entertainment in front of us.
Oh.
And so when you become really acutely aware of the fact that there's this extreme limitation around your ability to ingest certain information and to focus on certain things, then I think it just makes it so much more important for us to be intentional about where we direct that focus and that attention.
For the full episode, subscribe to The Expansive today. While you're doing that, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. The full episode is titled Focused Intent and was first published in November of 2022, and you can listen to it right now. Remember to find The Expansive on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube, the links to all of which you'll find in the show notes. Until the next time, be expansive.